Mazda's iActive all-wheel drive event is on. Get up to a $1,000 iActive all-wheel drive credit on select new models. Plus, Mazda's unlimited mileage warranty. Visit Mazda.ca for details.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network, your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Think about all of the places where you can find us, and it's always the location where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And as we dive into today's long-awaited topic on coping with uncopable siblings, I think there's a pink elephant in the living room that we need to clear up straight away. And the question is, what the heck does an only child know about dealing with impossible brothers and or sisters? As in, what possible credibility can I bring to bear on this subject? My answer, have ya got all day? Because there is more than one regular listener who knows. I would have loved to be a lawyer, lobbyist, or activist, and in some informal ways I am. So herewith, I plead my case. And I am roaring with laughter already. Okay, to start in the family of origin, I'm the product of two parents who were literally and figuratively the babies amidst two sisters, one brother, or one sister and two brothers. Now, in my mother's case, it is tragic to the hilt that her brother was killed 7 days before the end of World War II, and thus her sister bore the responsibilities of caring for their aggrieved mother and father as she left war-torn Europe. Of note, though, her sister was the oldest born, and thus my mom never learned what it is like to deal with the daily burdens, and we're going to come back to that in a minute. In my father's case, I frankly accord him less birth because as soon as he was old enough, he is the one who incited, note the verb of starting arguments, and those were sibling rivalries with my firstborn uncle, and they began already with fights over borrowing the family car from my grandfather for dates and such, and they carried on right until my uncle's passing. Meanwhile, my aunt flew the family's dysfunctional coop for New York City, where she resided until retirement. I think her motto was, out of here. That left my uncle holding the bag as executor for both my grandparents and aunt. And thus, my father never had any idea at all of what it's like because he was the coddled favorite son who lived at home with grandma doing everything for him until he wed at the age of 34 when my mom took over. All I can say is, man. Then there is my own marriage, where I do actually have a sister-in-law who would never be able to cope with half of what my uncle, aunt, and I had to deal with. Their parents each passed at a very early age due to lifestyle choices, but I can assure you my husband would have carried the burden had their parents aged. By the way, when I tested my theories, based on observation and lived experience as the product of two family babies, often skeptical Derek countered with, "Okay, so what would you then suggest your listeners do? Or do I need to tune in to your show to find out?" And I guffawed. As he listened to my sequence, however, even he had to concede the point. And that is really passing muster, as they say in the military. Let's next expand into my friendship circles, replete with every possible configuration of brothers and sisters and the statistics plus experiences that go along with such demographics. All I can say is, if I had a dollar for every story I have listened to and frequently coached or advised over the past 20 years about difficult to impossible siblings, I would be wealthy to the level of billionaire Warren Buffett. Let's then move on to the legions of recipients by now of my elder care messages in the form of books, coaching, workshops, radio show, and other media presences. And it's the same deal. Hope you're starting to get the picture, because what all binds this together, it is the one. And there's the rub. As Shakespeare would have declared lo so long ago, while modern-day Carol Ann names it the brilliance of my argument. Get ready for it, because no matter whether we're talking a family of 2 or 12 or 22, there is always the man or woman I call the one. The one is that brother or sister, because it actually could be either sex, charged with virtually the total burden of mom's or dad's care. You who are listening are likely the one. It matters none if you live on the other side of the world or around the corner. You are it, like an awful game of tag. And it's possible your parents even subconsciously decided this state of affairs at a very younger age because you have always been trusted and responsible. Or your siblings only too happily abdicated their accountabilities, as they have pretty much all their lives. Either way, this is where the one and the only child meet up. Welcome to one another's worlds, at least in families who encounter this uncooperative dynamic, because I do know some who don't have this, but the ones I deal with primarily in my practice do, despite internet trolls who have accused otherwise. And as if my argument has not gone far enough, I am next calling to the stand, like the lawyer I wanted to be, a piece that I call 10 Signs of a Toxic Sibling. And we're going to start it. Before we take a pause, I must first give credit to Anna Marie Hulis, who is a freelance journalist, and she writes about women's empowerment issues. I derived this from a website called fairygodboss.com under a category called Career Topics and Toxic Siblings. I want to thank Anna Marie hugely for offering this top 10 signs list. So if you're ready, we'll start it. Number one, a toxic sibling is never wrong. They constantly think they have all the answers and are condescending if you even challenge them in any way, shape, or form. Number two, they take all the credit that they don't deserve, which often you do. As kids, for example, they may have claimed to have done chores that you spent all afternoon on. And now that you're older, they take credit for looking after aging parents, while you're the one who runs around doing everything for everyone. They play favorites with other siblings, and they're blatant about it to boot. Number four, they're controlling. They only ever do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how. For example, If a family outing isn't suitable to their schedule or the location is not convenient, it's not happening. Oh, and if you want to have holidays at your home, too bad, they decide where the holidays will be held. Now, on that note, we're pausing. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stand by for the rest of the list.
Do you ever wonder why certain things are happening in your life? How to start a business or a new direction? Need answers? Astrologer Bonnie Prabula can help you reveal your true self and gain strength and focus so you can achieve greater joy and success. Working with a natal birth date, time, and location, Bonnie brings out qualities to aid you in getting the best from your life. She can help you unlock dormant traits to bring you greater awareness. Bonnie also conducts public speaking engagements to educate aspiring astrologers on their journey to the stars. A gifted artist, Bonnie bridges her talents and recently launched a line of Astro Bears, uniquely created in colors of individuals' astrology charts. She also makes one-of-a-kind necklaces of crystal beads and woven thread. To learn more about the world of Bonnie Prabula, go to BonnieGPrabula.com. And for astrology consulting, visit AstrologyConsultants.com or call or email her at 808-526-1536 or BonnieGP@AOL.com. Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back all to this show on coping with uncopable siblings. And you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And just before that pause, we were setting the context about my experiences with uncopable siblings, though peripherally, because I'm an only child, but evidenced in all of my surrounding experiences. And I was just starting through a list of toxic siblings, 10 signs, brought to you by Anna Marie Hulis, a freelance journalist who writes about women's empowerment issues at fairygodboss.com. And we were just at point 4 of 10. Already, if you are not relating to this, I will eat my hat. So let's go into number 5. Toxic siblings manipulate you. They're always guilting you to help them out, even if they're seldom or never available to return the favor. You're always helping them to move, babysit the kids, take over care duty for parents, bailing them out of financial situations, listening to their rants, and so much more. But when you need help, they're never there for you in the same way. Number 6, if anything, they dismiss and invalidate your feelings. When you're feeling down and could use a lift, they dismiss you. If anything, they command you to suck it up. At its worst, they make you feel irrational. Number 7, they create conflict out of nothing. They're always pitting one sibling against the other or one parent against the other because they feed on drama. At number 8, they talk about you behind your back instead of confronting you. Say if they're angry or upset with you for some reason, you find out about that conflict through a parent or sibling because they won't deal with you adult to adult. If anything, at number 9, they degrade you in front of others. Whether it's friends, family, or new people, they tend to demoralize and humiliate you. They do this by saying demeaning things about you in front of others to the point where you're uncomfortable and don't feel like socializing. And number 10, they neglect you. On the other hand, they fail to keep in touch or be there for you. And when you reach out, they swear they'd love to catch up, but then find 1,000 excuses not to. They lead you on. Folks, these are not my words. They're Anna Marie's, so don't take it from me. Listen to what she has to say. And either way, you're probably wondering, okay, so how does this help me to cope with my uncopable siblings, Carol Ann? Well, you're the one. You are wearing it, or you will be. So now we'd like to start into the next segment that is certainly internalizing what you are truly dealing with when it comes to uncopable siblings. I trust that you recognized yourself as surrounded by one or more brothers or sisters from the checklist that was just shared. So how do these dynamics affect the growing chapter of life called elder care? Well, let's start with a few telling tales. Okay, so do you want the former friend, get that former, whose mother was struggling with cancer? She worked in the healthcare system, and it would have been so easy for her to navigate some simple x-rays through Toronto's healthcare labyrinth. Do you think that she even stepped up to the plate to do that? Easy it was. In her role? No. Instead, she'd get together with people and cry crocodile tears about, oh, I love my mother so much, but oh, I'm sorry, I can't do a thing for her. Oh my goodness. Emphasis on victim mode crocodile tears. Or the sister of a brother who couldn't even do simple chores like the laundry for their parents. Hey, I did my dad's laundry and I have a weak stomach. Okay, I'm not a mother, but I did his laundry and it was sickening, but I did it because I'm like that. So don't tell me. Friends who can't even travel across to the other side of the world to celebrate a significant wedding anniversary without the two remaining of four parents acting up hugely, or even when they contributed to my first elder care book and, you know, the husband of the couple I'm talking about, we wondered if we were maybe siblings separated at birth, given how similarly stubborn our fathers were. Or the funeral director, former background of the extreme cleaning team that I used to clean out my parents' home, and he had two siblings, but hey, he could better deal with, you know, the aging of the parents because he had that background, and so, hey, that was the cause for abdication. So I hope you're starting to understand what this is all like from uncopable siblings. And just in case you think my examples or those around me are not good enough, I'm going to quote from Oprah's magazine. And this was earlier this fall. And she was talking about her mother passing away, biological, who gave her birth, half-sister. And she's talking in her What I Know For Sure column. And she admits that they had a complicated relationship, and this she knows for sure. Now that she's gone, she understood more clearly what kind of relationship they had, which is kind of cool. Still, she could think of nothing more meaningful to say during her mother's last days than, "Goodbye, I'll see you later." And she admitted this was pitiful for somebody who's made a career of connecting with people. Then she came to her senses. She read a hospice manual, back to back, and did not get any comfort or insight from that. That's why I say the compliant caregiver never benefits from these kinds of free volumes. Hello? Instead, she thought about her emptiness of thoughts and feelings and finally came to a way to say these following words to her mother. She said, looking directly into her mother's eyes, "I know it must have been hard for you as a 17-year-old pregnant, scared girl in Mississippi. Many people no doubt told you to get rid of that baby, to have an abortion or give me away, but you didn't. And for that, I thank you. I know you did the best you could with what you had, and for that, I thank you. And look how it all turned out. Okay, now there I applaud Oprah for being integrity-based and truth-based, even though it took the last of three visits to go to Mom's hometown to finally reach that point. Before that, in my books, she would have been an uncopable sibling. And on that note, we're just going to pause you. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasting, plus Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Hello, I'm Steve Fagan, and I'm president and CEO of Fagan Associates, but I'm also a life coach. I'm here to help you reach your dreams, goals, and objectives. As a life coach, it's my job to be your support, to be your teammate, to help you understand what is your dream, what is your life passion. And then together, we work as that team to help you reach your specific goals. Life is worth living the best you can be. Working with a life coach, you're fulfilling those dreams and goals is your passion, and it's your way of living. Let me help you do that today. Let me help you really reach the best that you can be as a person and live the life you should be living. I'm Steve Fagan. I'm a life coach, and I'm here for you.
Contact Steve Fagan at FaganAndAssociatesInc.com or call 1-800-239-2701.
And I'll be glad to help you move forward to live the life of success. Reach your dreams, your goals, your objectives. We can do it together.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
Welcome back, all, to this much-anticipated show on coping with uncopable siblings, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We've done a list of 10 of toxic siblings. I am sure you related. I was just sharing examples how this all affects elder care, and I cited examples from my personal circles, as well as also an Oprah admission about dealing with her dying mother. And what's my point? Well, like no chapter of life, all the unresolved crap is going to come to the surface when you are dealing with aging parents. So, long ago buried, you thought sibling rivalries are going to come up to smack you in the face. And because you who are the responsible one, are going to probably bear the brunt of it. So get ready for an exponential escalation. And in case you think, oh yeah, but Carol Ann, you're an only child. You had it so much easier. Okay. For an only, a cousin is probably the closest relative, because at least that can be the person you turn to and say, remember when grandma or grandpa did this or that or the other thing? Well, let me tell you, my cousin was the first to shy away from helping me in any way, shape, or form with the Hoarders on Steroids parental home that I wound up cleaning up solo. And yes, there were friends, but two-faced ones who said only too cavalierly, oh, let me help you out when the time comes, Carol Ann. I'll travel across the country to assist you. They were nowhere to be found. So again, the one and the only meetup is all I can affirm. And we're going to slide into some standard advice from the same toxic siblings list that I already accorded great credence to. And there are some good points here. They talk about practicing self-care. That is to countermand uncopable siblings' shoddy treatment. It's always useful, but I think this term is now getting trotted out as a panacea for everything that ails you elder care-wise. I have rather found that no one size fits all. Number two suggestion, standard-wise, is to talk to your siblings. I'll concede some may not realize their actions are hurting you. On the other hand, if they are truly unculpable, they will not get it, right? If anything, they would imagine the 10-point toxic siblings checklist, if they were privy to it, pertains to you. So let's keep going to number three, which is to accept them. This one does include removing expectations for them to be anything other than they are. And yeah, I will give that one a little score because I'm thinking about T.D. Jakes, who wrote in his wonderful motivational speaking and writing and so on. He said, when people show you who they are, believe them. That could include accepting them. Number four, seek professional help. This one encompasses that you could visit a family therapist so that the professional can mediate and or maybe guide discussions between siblings. And I have a friend who did this. Of course, sister never really got it, but I think my friend kind of benefited. So it's up to you to decide if you would benefit from a counselor. Personally, I don't think this is a total solution. Because tell me you may not still feel incomplete or resentful over it being you, yet again, who has to actually find a solution. And I can share from my own therapy experiences across at least 10 years, two different therapists, that that was not really a resolved situation, despite how deeply we probed, until I looked from a higher plane. More on that in a minute. And number five suggestion is to stop spending your time and energy on a sibling who never returns to the favor. So going back to the checklist, this does include stopping the bailing out and lying for them. Then again, I will say easier said than done. After all, they're family. Well, I would also say that just because they're blood relatives should not prevent you from setting boundaries. When you constantly rescue and excuse, you are inadvertently enabling them. And I just have to go back to a show in August of last year where a doctor and I talked about this very phenomenon, and there was a triangle called the Cartman Drama Triangle in psychology literature, and it discusses the roles of rescuer, victim, and persecutor. And what happens is, when you rescue an unculpable brother or sister, you're the rescuer. They're probably the victim because you're thinking naively that you are helping them out. Okay, let's go with that. But eventually, they somehow get resentful about your rescuing, and the tables turn, and they become the persecutor. These terms make sense without explanation. And now suddenly, you're the one who is getting punished, that's the word I want, punished for trying to help them out in the first place. So what's the answer out of this triangle? Even my therapist talked about it. Do not enter it in the first place. Become neither a rescuer or a victim or a persecutor. Now, bottom line, we're saying these points of merit. But how about next? We will wind up offering some out-of-the-box mindsets plus strategies that I would suggest to safeguard you from the energies of uncopable system siblings, plus a practical process to cut to the chase. Preview, it met with skeptics' approval. I'm sure it will meet with yours. And I give you the hint, like the Mother Superior said, searching for Maria in the Abbey. Have you looked in the usual places for her when she's coming down from the mountains and late for prayers? And the sister said, well, yeah, we looked in the usual places. Mother Superior answered, well, why don't we look in the unusual places? And that's where we're going to go next. On that note, we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver.
Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life. If you seek a courageous advocate, prepare to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Coping with Uncopable Siblings. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. And just before that pause, we were talking about some good standard advice about how to cope with uncopable siblings. But reminder, key tenet of this show. Here is the place you receive insights and advice that are unlike the typical content out there. And so I'm anticipating that you are ready for some mindsets that will support you in dealing with the most recalcitrant of brothers or sisters. Okay, so here we go. And the first one is going to come via a chapter from my first book, Coping with Uncopable Parents, Loving Action for Elder Care. What could parents and siblings have in common? Well, in the loving action, there is an I that I cheated on, and it's called innovation. It's called what should you do after I made all the A to Z mistakes in the world. Here's a few of my A to Z that are actually things that do work even with brothers or sisters. Believe it or not, acknowledgement of who they think they are in their core, some compassion, I'm not doing the entire A to Z, determination though, empathy, yes, focus on what you do want rather than what you don't want, hope, maybe in the sense of keeping up the faith, ingenuity, definitely, like my Sound of Music example before the pause. Listening, oh yes, we'll come back to that one. Mastery of self, Oh, yes, definitely needed. And when we do a show in a couple of weeks about coping with uncopable festivities, we're going to go back to mastery of self. Patience. Okay, yeah, you're going to need that one in spades. Stamina. Yeah, to see it through. Let's see, wisdom. Wisdom, yes. Applying your own wisdom as to what's needed in this situation. Because you know what? I can tell you all the things in the world that I want, but you're the one that's lived with them for decades, since your birth or theirs. And so you know them the best. But innovation is actually one of my first qualities, and I'm borrowing from a formula that I have very successfully used in seeing my own parents through to their transitions. And it goes like this: be plus do equals have. Now, I have done this formula in the past, but I think it's time for a refresher lesson because we haven't dealt with it before for a while. And so being, these are the qualities that are required of you to come to the table when it comes to coping with uncopable siblings. First, the being, then the actions, which we will go into following this. So be plus do and have is your desired outcome. I'm actually going to have you reflect for the balance of this show about what is it that you really want to have by way of your relationship with your uncopable siblings. And as recently as Monday, a coaching client said to me, well, my sibling can just deal with the lawyer directly because I'm not dealing with them. That's a fair outcome, just as long as you're clear. Then you can go from there. But let's just say you want to be somebody who actually deals with even your brothers and or your sisters in what for you is a responsible and integrity-based way. Again, you who are listening are the one. So why don't we just harness that, okay? And then we're going to talk about a couple of qualities that I admit could well be annoying to you, and that's okay. Just please stay with me. One of those is from the Uncopable Parents book on openness. Though it was intended to mean staying open toward even ultra-stubborn parents, I think this quality really pertains to not entirely shutting down your heart toward the difficult brothers and sisters who may be around you. And why would you want to do that? Like, what's in it for you? Well, I think that brings us to the quality that is in coping with uncopable systems, advocacy for elder care. And admittedly, it was originally about interacting with the broader healthcare system. But in this case, I mean it to access your higher self. After all, if you're the one, you might as well comport yourself with dignity, right? And I just have an experience of being reminded about my father's memorial service. And as challenging as that whole chapter was, something that allowed me to be complete with that era was comporting his eulogy with class and dignity. So I am calling forth you who are the one to demonstrate the aplomb, even if your siblings do not. You are the higher self, and I want you to step into that. And in fact, there's a little process coaching exercise that I use in my practice that may help you here. And let's just say there are many, many perspectives that you can take on your brothers and sisters, and you could see them as a-holes to incredibly stupid, to any number of other qualities ranging through, okay, I understand who you are, right? And in the process coaching, you take yourself through all of the perspectives that you could hold, from good to bad to otherwise. You brainstorm all of them. then you look at your list and you say, yeah, but if I was to choose from my open, aplomb-based, higher self, what perspective would I want to take on those uncopable siblings? Could I see them as unruly children, almost, especially those who are parents, who are acting out their unresolved toxicity? Remember, they have not come to terms with the family dynamic. They're still playing out old rivalries. Skeletons are flying out of the closet. So I invite you to think about a process coaching perspective that we'll pick up after this break. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify.
Horses, mystical, present, past, and future, all in one. Wild, free, domestic, and healing for everyone. Betty Hames knows this and has put her horses to good use with Nature Connect Equine Coaching. Her mission is to help people affected by the loss of hope and trust in their lives and to rediscover the wonders of nature through nature-connected learning so they can rebuild their lives and live peacefully with newfound hope, trust, and joy. Betty Hames is also a certified elite life coach, a Washington State certified counselor, and chemical dependency professional. She is passionate about partnering nature with healing, and through horses, she sees amazing results and transformation in lives that might have otherwise been lost. Call 509-830-9225 and visit her at HamesLifeCoaching.com. Hold your horses. You're in for the ride of your life.
Dr. RC will share extraordinary resources and services that promote educational success as well as making a difference in the lives of all social workers as well as the lives of children, adolescents, and teens of today. She will have open discussions addressing many of the issues that we face about our youth and how being employed in the uniquely skilled profession of social work for over 18 years has taught invaluable lessons through her personal experiences. She will also provide real-life facts, examples, and personal stories that will confirm that why serving as a child advocate is extremely beneficial when addressing the needs of the whole child. Listen live Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network and tune in radio as Dr. RC will provide thought-provoking information that will empower, encourage, and strengthen students, families, and communities across our nation. You can also visit her at soarwithkatie.com.
With all of you, are you still with me? This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and of course, our broadcast today is on coping with uncopable siblings. I have zero doubt, actually, that faithful listeners are recording way more than one insight already as we flow along. And in fact, just before that little break, I invited you to consider what you thought about the attitudes that I had suggested, rather out of the box, in terms of innovation, openness, and aplomb. If I could actually coach you each individually, I would probably to help you to extract one to two mindsets to carry forward into your sisterly and or your brotherly interactions. Because if you are the one, my point was that you might as well step into your greatness and be the aplomb, the openness, and the innovative qualities I was suggesting. Be plus do equals have. And our process coaching exercise was all about brainstorming the many definitions by which you would hold your siblings and then deliberately or consciously, hence the name of this show, selecting the way you wish to hold them going forward. So after that, what could possibly be next? Well, how about we also slide into a process ultimately, that I have used successfully in more than one context across the decades. And this is combined with tried and true, tangible action items that you need to pin down now, no matter what. So we're going into the doing half of be plus do equals have. And there is a bonus attitude here that is called assertiveness. It's not non-assertiveness. I've practiced with that one for about 50 years. Don't do that. Don't follow my example. Also, I've practiced with, and for those who know me, probably still do, with aggressiveness. That's at the other end of the scale. Or maybe even passive aggressive. But what we're really pointing to are the skills of assertiveness. And I'm feeling tempted while I share this piece with you to bring that one forward too, with coping with uncopable festivities. Either way, this is a process, net-net, that I used to use in corporate Canada for 25 years. And of course, given how well preserved I am, naturally, I must have started my career at the age of 5. But anyway, that's for a different day and time. My process is simply this. Let me set some context. So, like many companies, where the service function and the sales function are like warring factions within one business. We had that in a call center situation. As we were hiring staff to really bring a new way of being to that part of the environment. And the more team players that got added, the more contentious became the interactions, because everybody is bringing their own set of perspectives, right? Kind of like the process coaching. And so it eventually came to a head. And then Carol Ann was consulted in her organizational development role. In that environment, that's where I got my nickname, Coco. Coco meant, oh, wait, let's call Coco because she'll know what to do. Yeah, I always know what to do. So anyways, I developed a way to bring them together in a series of conversations. And I was the mediator. We'll say some more about that later. I was a mediator, holding the space, if you would, for people to have safe conversations with each other. Session one, I can't remember, but let's just pick. Sales gets to say during this meeting, probably it was an hour long, every possible thing that they want to express. And service had to listen. No comment, no objection, no nothing. Only listen, take notes. Round two, service gets to do the same thing. No commentary, speaking their truth, sales listening, done. Session three, sharing with each other in a respectful way what they heard. No defensiveness, no self-justification, to know nothing. Mediator does not allow it. Session four, and probably more beyond, because this was like 1998. So my memory is failing after like 20 years or something. Anyway, sessions four and five and beyond, we're coming to resolution that leads into a rules of engagement with each other. And the rules of engagement is really important because it is the set of agreements by which everybody has now put their signature to paper, and this is how we are going to comport ourselves in the environment going forward. Anybody who violates is going to be called out using the rules of engagement. So how does this work with uncopable siblings? Well, same process. I cannot encourage you who are the one to bring forward enough assertiveness in order to parallel this process to initiate action, because there is some very necessary and practical paperwork in the form of wills, power of attorney, and more that must be handled before it's too late. There is also clarification of all communications. And that one, a toxic sibling who is actually worth their salt, will hate the S-H-I-T out of you documenting them. And I am telling you, not asking you, to do it anyway. Because after all, if you're nominated into the leader role, then you might as well step into it with full power. So I don't know if that makes any sense. The archives are always available at boldbravemedia.com, shows The Conscious Caregiver, but we still have some time. So stand by, folks. And this is The Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. Stand by. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly-Lipe is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly-Lipe's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly-Lipe, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialipe.com or email her at pdlipe@gmail.com. My Dreams, My Challenges, and Joys is an inspiring book by author Linda Genazzo. This real-life account of raising a child with autism from birth to adulthood takes you on a journey of compassion, love, and hope as it tells the incredible story of a devoted family and their beloved daughter. Together, they faced adversity and never stopped believing they would find the help they were seeking. A breast cancer survivor, Linda Genazzo has a giving heart. With a background in social work with the mentally ill and the homeless, Linda continues to help families in her community. And her book, My Dreams, My Challenges and Joys, brings greater awareness to autism and those families in need. To purchase your copy, visit www.lindagenazzo.com. It's also available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Don't delay. Get your copy today.
Okay, everyone, last segment. Better step on the pedal, go to the metal, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. Phew, are you with me after all of that? Because we have done a lot today. You've heard 10 characteristics of toxic siblings. If you're the brother or sister of one of those characters, you likely said yes to all 10 or pretty close to it. We have hopefully connected the dots as far as the relationship between long-standing family dynamics and elder care. Reminder, they will come up to smack you like those skeletons in the closet that they are. You have heard solid, I hope, and unconventional advice regarding productive attitudes plus practical, strong, underlined strong, bold caps, underlined strong, actions to take. Because I was almost tuning in to folks during that last break and hearing, yeah, but Carol Ann, you don't know my situation. By definition, I can't stand up to them. I'm saying, I have encompassed in the preparation for this show all forms of toxic siblings known to humankind. That's around me anyway. And I'm saying stand up to them anyway. You know that they will hate it. You will know that they hate you documenting them. They know that, you know, you will take over and they'll accuse you of all manner of things, and do something that resembles my recommended process anyway, bringing forward all of the highest qualities that you can bring to bear. And if there is no other reason to do this, then go by a workshop on death and dying that I attended a few weeks ago and how you had better get your act together before it's too late. And so wear the one. If you need help, I actually am available as a mediator. I referred to that role a little while ago, and I do stuff like this. I bring warring factions together because I am not intimidated in my warrior woman self if the siblings start to attack me or they're arguing back and forth. My father long ago taught me how to be with anger. My mother long ago taught me how to be with sadness, and I can be with emotions that most people find squishy. So call on me. You know where I can be reached, Carol Ann at CarolAnnHamilton.com or copingwithuncopableparents.com. Contact me and let me know how I can help. In a couple of weeks, you can look forward to a theme that I called Coping with Uncopable Festivities, because today we only dealt with brothers and sisters. But now let's picture that we're heading into U.S. Thanksgiving, right around the immediate corner this week. And then we're going to add a host of relatives around the table. And then there's coming up the crazy holiday season in December, and let the fireworks start. Next week, our immediate broadcast combines caregiving and astrology. Can you even imagine how those two things can go together? Well, I can tell you. I learned already from my guest behind the scenes that in my apparent zodiac chart, I have a lot of fire in me. And you can hear it and feel it at the microphone weekly. It's what allows me to broadcast literally my messages into the world now without fear and with conviction. It's the fire in the chart. So I'll leave off with that preview and instead just say, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasting, and Spotify. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And to my American friends, happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice. Right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.